Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April 20th, 2024. I got a doozy, and every so often, I get a wonderful email from someone who is sincere, you know, and is telling the facts of their life, as it were, which is very important. This comes from Helen in, let's see, Oklahoma City. I have a couple of students from Oklahoma, so I know them well. And she says, she goes into a litany of why the government is, you know, so bad and everything is so difficult now. And she goes into her, we need a big change and that kind of thing. So then at the end she says, what I want you to answer is, I am not a thankful person. I am a practical person. How could I be anything other than that in these days and times? Helen. Helen, I don't know how to say this other than just to say it. You've spoken your facts and what you think of as your truth, which is your truth, not the truth. But the fact of the matter is that you're going to set yourself up with this attitude that you have for having a great deal of consequence for the way you're living. And in those consequences, there are going to be many trials and tribulations that you will possibly face that reflect not punishment towards you, but reflection of what it is that you have deemed so deeply important in your life. You have deemed these things as the essentials of your life, the great living in this world. If we live purely in this world, we're not going to find a great deal to be grateful for. We're just not. This world is a very difficult world. It's filled with many people who are inept and inane in their emotionality and frankly have no sense of a deeper, higher cause or purpose for their life other than just going from paycheck to paycheck, from one lifetime experience to another. And a lot of them are very arduous and difficult. They try to fit into society rather than awaken to their own demeanor, their own spiritual heart, their soul. They just don't have that ilk. And I understand that there are a lot of friends I've had in my life, a lot of colleagues I've had, the majority of them that I've had in my life that I've worked with or that I've been friends with, and they have no clue what's going on here at all. And to be honest with you, I have just a vague clue of what's really going on here, as it were, in the form of looking at the future and what can happen here. So it's all a matter of whether or not you want to know the truth that sets you free. And to know that truth is not an intellectual thing. It's not something you do with your intellect and thinking about what is right and wrong. It's not a moral premise like you put in your email. The real inkling, the real important aspect of it all is in the love you can live in. And the ego cannot tolerate love. Not at all. It's not interested in love. It cannot tolerate love. The ego thinks it is all that matters. And my ego and your ego allowed to run supreme in our life as the manner and the spirit of our living is a very terrible mistake that we make. So rather than awakening to the manner of our heart and the manner of simplicity, solitude, and silence, living in those three, we make ourselves very difficult human beings. If you are going to ever awaken, if you are ever going to want to see the bigger picture, you're going to have to become generous. Generosity is the ability and the willingness for mercy and forgiveness. There is nothing that is more important than those two factors, mercy and forgiveness. Those are the mark of a generous person. Those are the mark of a person who is seeking some sort of change in their life. People will say, I need a change, or I want things to get better, but things, meaning circumstances and conditions, don't get better at all until I am willing to become merciful. And until that mercy becomes my lifestyle, the way I live within myself, nothing is going to change. Nothing of love, of kindness, nothing. The only thing that really transforms a person's life, it isn't money and power and prestige, like most people like to believe. It is love. And the way to love is through forgiveness. And if I am not a forgiving person, if I do not allow for forgiveness, then I'm going to have a terrible time in the effort of trying to just merely survive. And that's why people suffer the way they do. They suffer not because they're bad or evil or God is punishing them, things like that. It's because they miss the one thing that is most necessary, and that is to understand that their fate and their destiny is based in forgiveness and mercy. How you are really going to change your life is how you set aside and transcend those aspects of yourself that want to believe that there is a moral rightness and that you're in that and la la la, as you explain in your email. It doesn't work like that, I have found. It works like this. This is what I know currently, that only what I am willing to let go of in the form of my Gregory Edward Penn part, only when I'm willing to let that go and no longer allow that to be the influence of my entire life, will anything truly change. I am not here to make my human better. I am here to awaken beyond my human. I am here to find that which has always lived within me and works as love. It is only about love. And until I am willing to understand that great love within me, then do I find insight. When I am willing to find the love that lives within me as the love that is me, not as a Gregory, but as a being. So until you're interested in what goes on within you and you have the courage to face what it is that drives you, and typically it's our ego, the emperor of all malice, our emotions, and our vanity, our pride, until we are willing to let those things go and not replace them, transcend them, to realize that your human form is not the totality of you, until I am willing to realize all those things, all I have in my life is what my human dictates. And that isn't very much, that isn't substantial, and it doesn't bring about any real sense of purpose. Everybody has one very important thing to deal with, and it is called the great matter that lives within us. And if you have not realized that great matter that lives within you, Helen, you will never ever find the way, the truth, and the light. And all of your conniving, as you put it in your email, and your idea of what is good and bad and right and wrong, all of that will not serve you well until you really see that all that's futile. Nothing else can happen, and that is totally up to you. Long way to go. It's a long journey this way, babe. Hope that helped you. Thank you all for listening. Got to run. I'll be back on the air tomorrow, and I have another question that I think will be interesting. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.